Hi, thank you for calling the Depot Provera helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Hi, Natalia. I have Brittany Harris on the line.
Okay, thank you. Can you confirm the phone number?
Or it's 662-549-3056.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Hi, Brittany, can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Brittany, I'll be your intake specialist today. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'll just ask you some quick questions here. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any sort of contracts or retainers with an attorney for this matter?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. Was this for yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
For yourself, okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. Were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
You were, okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Did you receive any treatment or any surgeries?
Yes, ma'am.
You did. Okay. And where were you treated? What was the name of the hospital?
It was Ultra Rush.
Okay. Can you spell that for me?
Okay. It's going to be O O C H S N E R Rush R U S H Health. H-E-A-L-T-H.
Okay. Ochsner Rush Health. Where was that located?
It's in Meridian, Mississippi, 1314 19th Avenue. Meridian, Mississippi.
Okay.
393.
Sorry, go ahead. Yeah, with the zip code.
39301.
39301. Okay, perfect. So 1314 19th Avenue, Meridian, Mississippi. Thank you for that. So that's where you were treated. Do you remember the name of the doctor that treated you?
His name was Michael Derby.
Dr. Michael, you said Derby?
Derby.
Okay, can you spell that for me?
Which one, Michael or Gerby?
The last name, please.
G-A-R-B-E-E.
G-A-R-B-E-E. Okay, Dr. Michael Garby. Okay. And were you also diagnosed in that same facility?
No, ma'am.
No, okay. Where were you diagnosed with the meningioma?
I was diagnosed in the Beth Memorial Hospital, Golden Triangle.
Okay. Can you spell that for me?
What do you want to spell? Baptist?
The name of the facility, please.
It's Baptist Memorial Hospital, Golden Triangle. It's B-A-P.
Oh, Baptist. I'm sorry. It was just really hard to hear. Mm-hmm. I apologize. Okay. Baptist Memorial Hospital. Okay. Where was that located?
Columbus, Mississippi.
Columbus, Mississippi?
Mm-hmm. 39705.
39705. Okay.
Oh, you need a day address or you just, it's fine.
I think I got it here. Let me see. Let me just look it up. I have Baptist Memorial Hospital. You said Golden Triangle?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. So I do have the address, 2520 5th Street. In Columbus, Mississippi. Okay, thank you for that.
Yes.
And when you received the Depo Provera, where did you get it? What facility?
What do you mean where I was taking it at?
Yeah, so where did you get the injection? Who gave it to you?
Dr. Jeffrey Britt.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Jeffrey is Jeffrey. Mm-hmm. And Britt is Britt.
Britt. Okay, thank you for that. Dr. Jeffrey Britt, where was he located? What medical center?
At Baptist Memorial Hospital.
A Baptist Memorial.
Golden Triangle. He's a okay. nurse practitioner.
Nurse practitioner, okay. Thank you for that. So I'm just going to copy the address here. Just give me 1 second. Okay. And besides the meningioma, have you ever been diagnosed with cancer previously?
Ma'am.
Before the meningioma, have you ever been diagnosed with cancer previously?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. And when were you diagnosed with the meningioma? What was the date?
Oh, I think it was January the 10th,
mm-hmm.
2015.
Around January 5th of 2015. Okay. And
January the 10th, 2016.
Oh, the 10th. Thank you for that. January the 10th of 2000, you said 15, 1-5 or 1-6?
1-6.
1-6. Okay. Thank you. All right. And then besides yourself, was there anybody else that you know that was injured by Depo-Provera?
Not that I know of.
No. Okay. And what is your date of birth, ma'am?
July 30th, 1989.
July 30th, 1989. Okay. Now I'm going to ask you a few questions about the Depo-Provera. Did you use the injectable mm-hmm. contraceptive, the Depo-Provera brand name?
And what's it called again?
The Depo-Provera. Did you use the brand name specifically?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year minimum, meaning you took 4 injections in 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. And when did you start using it? What year?
2012.
In 2012, okay. And when was the last time that you used it? What year?
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. Oh, 2015. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, is everything all right?
Yeah, I had tried to burp and I almost got strangled. Sorry.
Okay, no problem. All right, so you did use Depo-Provera from 2012 to 2015. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And I have your first and last name. I have Brittany Harris. Is it Brittany?
Yes.
Okay. And then Harris, Harris. Do you have a middle initial, ma'am?
L.
L, okay. And then I have your phone number here. Is this a cell phone number?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements so far. So I'm going to go ahead and continue with the intake form. At the end of the questions, I'm going to send you an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I do have your email. I have brittanyharris078@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, perfect. Are you able to open your text messages and your email on your phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, perfect. And that'll be for later. Don't worry about it too much right now. I'll guide you through the documents in case you have any questions. But it's just a quick DocuSign. Have you done a DocuSign before?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, perfect. All right. So I have your email and your phone number. Can you verify your current mailing address?
247 William Roberts Road, apartment 566, Columbia, Mississippi, 39702.
39702, okay. I heard 247 William Roberts Road.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure.
Apartment 566.
Apartment 566. Okay. Just want to make sure I heard correctly here. Okay, apartment 566. One second. Okay, so. All right, and then for the attorneys, can you verify your social?
587-658-228.
Okay. All right, and then we do have the medical information here. Do you have a copy of your medical records that you can provide the attorneys later?
I think I do.
You think you do? Okay. Or do you have a way to request them if needed later?
Yeah, I can contact them.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. And then the last thing we need from you, it's just an emergency contact in case something happens. So if you become unresponsive for an extended period of time, this will prevent any disruptions in the case. So for that, is it somebody that lives with you or lives separate?
My little girl, or my daughter.
With your daughter, okay. And what is her phone number?
Oh, hold on, I gotta find it.
Mm-hmm. You said she lives with you, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Six six two.
Okay.
435.
Mm-hmm.
1843.
1843. Okay. And what is her first and last name?
Miracle Harris.
Okay. Can you spell that for me?
MIRACLE Harris.
Okay, Miracle Harris, thank you for that. All right, so that's it for the questionnaire here. Now I'm going to send you that electronic document to sign. You can put me on speaker now if you haven't already. I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions or any concerns. I can help you through it.
Okay.
All right, let me just make sure everything is spelled correctly. I'll send it over to your email, and they'll also send you a text message with a link. It's the same document. Whichever one's easier for you to open, you can open up.
Okay.
All right. And then you'll see it soon. It'll say either Mass Tort Strategies, or it'll have my name, Natalia, wants to send a DocuSign. It's just a retainer agreement that gives permission to the attorneys to work on the case. And then there's also a medical release form that gives them permission to dig through your records for the case.
Okay. Okay, click on review.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And then it'll guide you through it. I think there's a few yellow boxes. It'll show you where to sign.
Do you agree? Play with the red of these, please.
And then, Miss Brittany, while you do that, I'm going to pull up the information for the attorney so that I can send that to you, okay?
You said I got to draw my signature or put my initials.
It depends. There's a box for the signature, and then there's some for initials. Just follow the prompt, whichever
one.
Oh, I
see it.
Uh-huh.
So the attorney gave 40% of it.
Yes, so they only work on what's called a contingency basis. So they only get paid if they get a settlement for you. If they don't get a settlement, you don't owe anything. That's just standard for the mass torts.
Okay.
Yeah, because I know a lot of attorneys, if you go with like a local attorney, they'll ask for like a few $1,000 just for the retainer, just to have them on the case. But for the mass torts, for these attorneys, they don't ask for anything until you get a settlement.
Okay, what is the third part? Who's the third party?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Okay, I see you said something about interesting, including interest rate of 1.5% monthly.
Let me see. Sorry, let me open it up. Let me see if I can look at it. So it just says that Pulaski Law will be representing you. So if they talk about a third party, I believe one of them is a research firm and the other one is the litigation attorneys. So they have another firm pull the records for them, and that's what it's talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, so all the fees are just what it costs the attorneys to build the case.
All right, just this store signed it. Sitting signed today. Wait, hold on. I paid out 10 cents.
Okay, you don't have to make an account. No, that's just separate from DocuSign. So as long as you're done signing the documents, that's it here. You'll get another email with a copy of everything that you signed. Miss Brittany, that's it for this call today. The next thing you can expect is wait about 5 business days for the attorneys, which is Pulaski Law. They're taking your case. They'll review the information and then they'll call you back. They'll do a case verification and they'll ask for anything else that they need, and then they'll let you know the next steps, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience. I'm going to send you a text message with their phone number so that you can save it in your contacts and then my direct desk line. If you have any other questions or any other concerns, you can call me back or you can send me a text, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Brittany. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.